Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nantakota Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Malacharidas Thakura Ki Jai, Premsa Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokopinav Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadvipa Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Jamuna Mai Ki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Shambhavi Bhakti Devi Ki, Itai Gora Premananda. All glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees. Glorious to Sri Sri Guru Ji.
Yeah.
So tonight we have a subject matter.
Tenemos el tema.
Forgot my glasses again. The subject matter is usually devotees wrongly understand the meaning of renunciation. Especially when it comes to family life. They think that real renunciation is to reject everything. Throw out the television, furniture,
baldus,
and leave the wife.
And leave? Palikti žmoną. To leave the wife at home or?
Just leave completely.
Tad asmenė žmona, aš tai galvoju viską iš mūsų palikti žmoną, turiu omeny, kad iš jūsų viską palikti, viską atsisakyti žmonos taip pat.
And I guess the second part is how attachment to family becomes diminished through the process of bhakti yoga.
Ir antra dalis, turbūt toje, kad kaip prisirišimas prie šeimos mažėja bhakti yogos proceso dėka.
Avagya, Dhamananda, Siyad, Dhamananda, Sankaya, Chakshu, Amritam, Yadatasana, Shri Guru Vedana, Shri Chaitanya, Manavrishtam, Sapatami, Nahutai, Vayam, Vipagadamayam, Vedanta, Sarabhantika, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Guru Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So let me just read this first to give you some idea of what we're talking about tonight. There was one Indian man who came to meet Srila
Prabhupada.
So Prabhupada asked, he was manufacturing glass in a factory. So Prabhupada asked him, what was the glass? What is the glass that you manufacture and what is it made from? So the man said, it's made from sand. And then Prabhupada asked, where does the sand come from? So because he was Indian, he understood very quickly, he said, oh, it's coming from God. So Prabhupada said, oh, you are stealing from God? So the man, of course, he became a little embarrassed. Of course, in the West, we don't become embarrassed because we think that we are the proprietor of whatever we have and see. So we claim proprietorship, and in India they have this little higher understanding that yes, we may have something, but it ultimately has been given to us by God.
Jeigu tas žmogus būtų vakarietis, tai jis nebūtų visiškai sumišęs, nes vakariečiam būdinga galvot, kad na, mes esame, kas mums priklauso, tai iš tikrųjų yra mūsų ir niekieno daugiau. O tas žmogus buvo indusas ir jisai, nu, kaip ir jų kultūrai taip ir būdinga, suprasti, kad vis tik tai viskas, gal aš kažką ir turiu, bet galų galia viskas, galutinis savininkas, visko aukščiausias savininkas yra Dievas.
So just to make him feel a little bit better, he quickly said, oh, but I do give in charity.
Ir tada, kad truputėlį pasteisyti, sako, bet, tas žmogus sako, bet aš daug duodu, nu, išmaldas, labdaras.
So then probably got him a second time, he said, oh, you are a little thief.
Tada Prabhupada antras iki pagavo, sako, na, tai tu esi toks nedidelis, mažas vagis.
So, big thief, little thief, makes much, not much difference.
Žodžiu, didelis vagis ar mažas vagis, tai netoks jau labai esminis skirtumas.
So, the point that he was making was that actually we cannot claim proprietorship of anything because everything belongs to Krishna.
Ir ką norėjo Prabhupada pasakyti, tai būtent tai, kad mes negalim sakyti, kad kažkas mums priklauso. Savininkas vienintelis yra Krishna.
So even though everything belongs to Krishna, everything can be used in his service.
Nes viskas priklauso Krishnai, viską galima panaudoti tam, kad pasitarnauti jam.
And this the term in Sanskrit is yukta vairagya.
Ir toks terminas yra sanskrite kaip yukta vairagya.
Say, during the communist regime, there was a very, very common saying that religion is the opiate of the people.
Komunistiniais laikais buvo toks skambus, toks visiems žinomas posakis, kad religija tai opiumas liaudžiai.
But then Prabhupada would say, yes, that you may say like that, but opium has two functions.
Prabhupada sakė, kad taip galima tai pasakyti, bet opiumas turi dvi funkcijas.
On one side, opium is a poison.
Viena vertus, tai opiumas yra nuodai.
But on the other side, it can be used for medicinal purposes.
Bet kita vertus, jį galima panaudoti kaip vaistą.
Someone who has an heart attack, that's the first thing they do, is they pump opium into the person.
Ai, kada žmogus, pavyzdžiui, susirga širdies smūgį gauna, ne? Tada pirmas dalykas, kas jo daroma, tai jam pripumpuojama dopimą. Duodopimą šitą vaizdą dar.
So, in fact, what we're saying here is that everything that Krishna has created, there is a purpose for it.
Ir galima pasakyti, kad viskas, ką Krishna sukūrė, tai sukūrė tam tikram tikslui.
Or even opium, which is, you know, it's a drug and it's a poisonous drug. You take it too many times and you get addicted and you go a little bit nutty. But at the same time, that same opium can be used for medicinal purposes. So therefore it's been created specifically for medicinal purposes, and it can be used.
Šiaip paprastai mes žinom, kad opiumas yra kaip narkotikas ir jeigu jį dažniau vartoja, tai žmogus tampa narkomanu, pripranta prie to ir tai yra kaip nuodas, bet iš tikrųjų jis gali būti naudojamas kaip vaistas ir Krishna būtent dėl to ir sukūrė jį panaudoti tam geram tikslui.
So therefore, for a devotee, our renunciation is using everything in Krishna's service.
Atsižadėjimas tai yra viską panaudoti tam, kad pastarnauti Krishnai.
In the Gita, Krishna also says what, you know, he's talking about individuals who have a particular desire.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna kalba apie asmenis, apie žmonės, kurie turi tam tikrus troškimus.
Then they suppress that desire.
Ir jie užgniaužia tos troškimus.
You know, they have this desire, it's pervading their whole being. Then they say, okay, I will renounce this desire.
Tie troškimai persmelkia visą jų būtį, bet jie sako, na, tiek to, aš atsisakau šitų troškimų.
What they're actually doing is repressing it. They're trying to keep it down, push it down.
Ir tai iš tikrųjų daro, tai va šitaip stengiasi jos užspausti.
So Krishna is saying, what will repression do? What's the use of that?
O Krishna sako, kokia prasmė, kokia nauda iš tokio spaudimo?
But rather you engage that in Krishna's service.
Jau geriau panaudok tą tarnystį Krishnai.
There's a nice example in this regards.
Yra puikių pavyzdžių.
So let's supposing, what's your name?
Pavyzdžiui, nusakysim, koks jūsų vardas.
Mindaugas.
So Mindaugas is walking along the street.
Pavyzdžiui, Mindaugas eina per gatvę.
And suddenly, he sees a wallet.
What?
A wallet.
Ai, ir staiga jis pamato piniginę.
And there's money hanging out of the wallet.
Ir iš ties ten kišo pinigai.
So Mingus?
Mindaugas.
Mindaugas, he has, he could say he could do three things. He could pick up the wallet and put the money in his pocket and run to the nearest hi-fi shop and buy a new stereo. Or he can look at the money on the floor and think, this doesn't belong to me.
Arba jis gali pažiūrėti tos pinigus gulinčius ant žemės ir pagalvoti, na, jie man tai nepriklauso.
He just leaves it.
Aš juos paliksiu. Nemanau.
And the third thing he could do is pick the money up and look around, find whoever it belongs to. Who is this money? Someone's dropped this money. Who does it belong to?
O trečias variantas, jis gali paimti tą piniginę, apsižvalgyti ir pabandyti surasti tą, kas pametė.
In the same way, we're walking down the road of life and we have three different options in the same category. We can use this world for our own sense gratification.
Taip panašiai mes irgi einam per gyvenimą ir turim tą tokį pasirinkimą. Susiduriam su kažkokiais tai dalykais ir galim juos panaudoti savo jūsinio pasitenkinimui.
And we see plenty of those kind of people. They're called materialists. Their only main aim in life is to enjoy as much as possible all the resources that they see around them.
Ir matom daugybę tokių žmonių, kuriuos mes vadinam materialistais, kurie visas jų gyvenimo tikslas tai kiek įmanoma mėgautis visais prieinamais resursais.
So another idea is that you see the world and you just renounce it. You have many people who just renounce. They just renounce everything. And they go off into the forest or to the mountains and they're called renunciants, or usually Mayavadis are like that.
O taip pat yra nemažai žmonių, kurie tiesiog visko atsisako ir išeina į kalnus arba į mišką ir yra tokie kaip atsiskyrėliai ir dažniausiai Mayavadžiai taip elgiasi.
Mayavadis, they will not even look at a woman.
Vajavadžiai net nežiūri moteris.
I renounce everything. No, not, not even looking at a woman.
Ir visko atsižada iki tie, kad net nepasižiūrė moterų pusę.
Well, let's just go over that one a minute. Renouncing. Now the question, well, let's just talk about the Maya bodies, because actually, because it's false renunciation, usually what happens is if they actually get some liberation, they will enjoy the heavenly planets for some time, and then when all their pious activity has been used up, they'll come back to this world, and the very first thing they do is they open up the hospital. Did you get that?
Not very long.
Okay. So Maya bodies, that's their mood, is to renounce everything. But if they achieve that, if they achieve their goal, which is to become one with the Supreme, they may go even to the heavenly planets. But once all their pious activity has been used up because of their renunciation, the first thing they do when they come to this world is open up a hospital and they become very much part of the world. In other words, it's a false renunciation, because you're suppressing desires that are within you, and they need to be overcome.
Žodžiu, tas polinkis toks užspausti, užgniaušti savo troškimus yra neteisingas ir tai yra klaidingas atsižadėjimas. Nes kada jie praktiškai turi vėl grįžti tą materialų pasaulį, materialiam pasaulyje atidaro ligonės, visokius tokius dalykus daro dorybingus ir gauna tą rezultatą, bet tikslas jų nepasiekimas, nors jie turi grįžti.
And the other thing about renunciation is, well, we have to ask ourselves, what is ours to renounce?
O kad mes kalbame apie atsižadėjimą, turim savęs paklausti, o kas yra mūsų, ką mes galime atsižadėti, ką mes galime atsižadėti.
Who has a car here?
Kas čia iš esančių turi mašiną?
You have a car? Okay. You have two cars? Okay. Do you have a house? A flat. Okay. I'm trying to remember your name. It begins with N, doesn't it? Huh? Mindogas. Huh? Same as this. Okay, so you got another Mindogas here. So I go to Mindogas's house tonight after the class, and I say to him, Mindogas, I want to let you know that I'm going to renounce your two cars and I'm going to renounce your flat. So the first thing Mindogas is going to tell me is to say, well, dear Shanda, first of all, it wasn't yours in the first place. So how can you possibly renounce it? So this is the same argument we can give, that the people who want to renounce things in this world, well, we can ask them, well, how can you renounce something that doesn't belong to you? It's prophetic to say that we will renounce this and we'll renounce that. First of all, we stole it. We stole these things to be used in for sense gratification.
Nes čia Ai, kad tai yra, nu žodžiu, kvaila taip sakytum, galėtume, kad mes atsižadėm kažko. Visų pirma, reik suprast, kad mes pavagėm tos dalykus iš tikrųjų tam, kad tenkintis jais.
It's like if I go to Mindaugas' house and I take one of his cars and I drive it around for one day, then I bring it back and again I say, look, this car, I'm going to renounce it now. And he will say to me, well, it was my car in the first place, how can you renounce it?
Pavyzdžiui, aš nežiau pas Mindaugą, pasiimčiau vieną jo mašiną, pasivažinėčiau vieną dieną, paskui parvažiuočiau, sakyčiau, ai, atsižadu aš šitos mašinos. Ir Mindaugas sakytų, tai visų pirma, jau čia ne tavo ar yra.
So anyway, the bottom line is we can understand that this renunciation thing is just not, it's better than being a materialist, but it's not the end. It's not the final end.
Kalbant apie atsižadėjimą, galima sakyti, kad tai yra geriau negu visiškas toks materializmas, bet tai nėra galutinis tikslas, teisingas toks.
Something better.
Yra kažkas geriau už to, už tai.
And what is that?
Ir kas tai yra?
Yukta Vairagya.
Yukta Vairagya.
That everything you see, everything that you have in your possession, every word that you speak, every movement that you make, everything that you eat, drink, can all be used in Krishna's service.
Nes viską, ką mes turim, ką matom, ką girdim, ką šnekam, ką valgom, ką veikiam, visa tai gali būti panaudota tarnystei Krishnai.
This is safe. It's a very safe path because it's a path where we recognize who is the proprietor, and we also use those same things in the service of the proprietor.
Tai labai saugus kelias, kadangi mes suvokiam, kad kas yra visų dalykų visa ko savininkas ir visą panaudojam tam, kad pasitarnautų tam savininkui.
That's why Bhakti Yoga is so special. That's why Bhakti Yoga.
Todėl Bhakti Yoga yra tokia ypatinga.
We don't need to go to any particular place to do Bhakti Yoga.
Nereikia nuvykti kažkokią ypatingą vietą, kad atlikti, praktikuoti Bhakti Yoga.
It doesn't have to be performed by any particular type of person.
Ir taip nėra, kad kažkoks tik ypatingas asmuo gali užsiimti šitą jogą.
And it doesn't have to be done by any specific paraphernalia.
Ir nereikia kažkokios ypatingos parafernalijos, kad atlikti.
It can be done by all persons in all places and use everything in service.
Ir tai gali daryti visi žmonės, bet kurioje vietoje ir viską panaudoti.
So therefore, the devotees who think that we're supposed to just renounce the world, renounce our family, renounce our furniture, renounce this and renounce that, this is an illusion. This is a big, big illusion.
Todėl bhakti, kurie galvoja, kad reikia dabar atmesti ten valdus, šeimą ir visą kitą, tai yra didelė iliuzija.
Of course, there are certain persons who are in certain ashrams, like the sannyasis and the brahmacharis, but specifically sannyasis, they may renounce more than a grihastha, but even sannyasis, we see that in our society, they also use the necessities or the paraphernalia around them. In the service of Krishna.
Aišku, tam tikrose ašramose, kaip pavyzdžiui, brahmačiariai arba sanyasiai, jie tarsi daugiau atsižadėję, palyginus, pavyzdžiui, kaip su grihastas ašramu sanyasiai, jie daugiau atsižadėję, bet visiems jie naudoja daugybę daiktų, kurios panaudoja tarnystė, turi daug visokių dalykų. Tai
So this is actually a wonderful process in that sense, that we don't actually have to worry about anything except how we're going to use everything in Krishna service. That's the only thing we've got to think about. How can I use this in Krishna service?
Labai nesudėtinga, tai yra vienas dalykas, apie kurį mes turim nuolat galvoti, kaip mes vat, būtent tai kažką tai mes galim panaudoti tarnystėje. Kiekvieną objektą taip galvoti.
And the interesting thing also is that when everything is used in Krishna's service, then everything becomes spiritualized.
Ir dar nuostabu yra tai, kad viskas, kas panaudota tarnystėje Krishnai, viskas yra tarsi sudvasinama.
In fact, it's mentioned that everything already is Brahman, everything is spiritual. The only reason why it becomes material is because we use it separately from Krishna.
Vis, rašoma šventrašiuose, kad taip viskas yra Brahmana. Brahmanas tai yra kaip ir dvasinė energija, bet tik ne, dėl vieno dalyko tai tampa materialistiška, kadangi mes panaudojam tai.
Separately, yeah. Means like, for instance, this microphone. So I could, you know, do some, what do you call it, yahoki? Yahoki? What is this, when you imitate some song? Huh? Karaoke, yeah. I could go, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. How do you feel about that?
Pavyzdžiui, kada panaudoja mikrofoną, ne, tokiu būdu patrima, kaip jūs jaučiatės tai išgirdėjus?
How do you feel after hearing my song?
Ką pajutote išgirdę mano šitą dainą?
You feel good?
Ar gerai pasijutė?
Yeah.
Yes. Oops.
Because you sang this.
No, but you understand my point.
They say whatever you sing is blessed. But I understood the essence of what I wanted to say.
Yeah. But what I meant was, if I was not a devotee and I used this microphone to sing some rock music, that's material.
Pavyzdžiui, jeigu aš tą mikrofoną būdamas paprastų materialistų panaudočiau tiesiog patinuot ten kažkokią roko muziką, dainą.
But because we're using it to disseminate knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, so therefore the microphone becomes a spiritual object.
Bet kada mes tą mikrofoną panaudojam tam, kad skleisti Bhagavad Gita's žinias, jisai
and we have a computer here too, which is, if I understand correctly, you're sending it out to others. So someone who could not come tonight, you know, but they can stay in their home and they can listen to the lecture.
Tie, kurie negalėjo ateiti šiandien į paskaitą, jie, pavyzdžiui, namuose gali pasiklausyti šitos paskaitos.
This is Yukta Vairagya.
Tai yra Yukta Vairagya.
So convenient.
Taip patogu.
They made it for sense gratification and we're using it for spreading Krishna consciousness.
Jie buvo pagaminti jusliniam tenkinimuisi, bet mes panaudojom jį dvasinę žinių pamoksavimą.
Satisfied until we take everything that's been used in Maya's service and use it in Krishna's service.
Ir mes tol nebūsim patenkinti, kol nepaimsim visko, kas buvo naudojama Majos tarnystė ir nepanaudosim tai, kad patarnauti Krišnai.
Now, of course, there's one problem.
Ir aišku, yra viena problema.
We are the minority and the materialists, they are the majority.
Kad mūsų yra nedaug, o materialistų yra dauguma.
There's more materialistic persons than there are devotees who want to use everything in Krishna's service.
Nes materialistų yra žymiai daugiau negu atidavusių, kurie nori viską panaudoti tarnystėje Krishnai.
We've got a lot of work to do.
Todėl mums yra daug ką veikti.
In England right now, they're really getting lots of reactions for the sins that they've done there.
Ir Anglijoje žmonės gauna daugybę reakcijų už nuodėmes, kurias tenai padarė.
I was here in Lithuania about 6 weeks ago. And all those 6 weeks from when I left here, I went back to the UK until I left again to come to this journey. It's been raining every single day.
Pavyzdžiui, aš buvau čia Lietuvoje prieš 6 savaites ir paskui grįžau į Angliją ir, žodžiu, viso tą laikotarpį iki dabar ten lyjo kiekvieną dieną.
It's just, it's not even, you're just wondering where you are. Are you actually on planet Earth or have you descended down to the lower regions of some lower planetary system? Because it's dark, it's wet, and it's cold.
Ir tada tiesiog jau susimastai, kur aš čia esu, ar žemės planetoje, ar kažkokiai tai dar šis žemesniai planetiniai sistemai, nes aplumai visur tamsu, šlapia, šalta.
The petrol prices have gone so high, people cannot even afford to put some petrol in their cars anymore.
Ir benzino kainos tiek iškilo, kad žmonėm yra problema to benzino užsipilti mašiną.
And because of that, the food prices have gone up.
O dėl to maisto kainos taip pat labai pakilo.
And not only that, the people who have mortgages for their house, they pay mortgage every month. The mortgage rates have gone up, and their houses are being repossessed because they cannot afford to pay their monthly mortgage. So then the government goes and takes away their house.
Žodžiu. Kiek suprantu, tai namų nuoma,
kaip?
Kredita.
Ne, paskolą.
Žodžiu, tiek iškilo, kas ten palūkanas?
Paskolos procentai.
Procentai pakilo tiek, kad žmonės nebegali išsimokėti kreditų ir valstybė pasima iš jos tuos namus iš jų, taip?
So it's a recession. Recession, what's recession?
Žodžiu, tai nuosmokis.
And it's really bad.
Tikrai nieko gero.
Because there's a recession all over the world coming, and there's also a little bit there, but in England it's gone down so much, the situation is getting so bad that everyone is shaking in their boots.
Žodžiu, kad tas nuosmukis yra visam pasaulyje, bet Anglijoje mažiau ar daugiau.
But I'm glad that, Jen, because actually I'm living in the UK as well, I just came 2 weeks ago for holiday here. Yeah, but I don't feel for the, how to say, for the average residents in the UK that they feel that. Maybe some higher slots me lie, mm-hmm. Yeah, some, they feel that, but average, I don't think they feel.
They may not, I mean, they take, you know, it's coming, it's there's no way around it. It's hitting so hard. People may be like rabbits. Rabbits, they like to close their ears. I don't see nothing, I don't hear nothing, I'm just going to stay here like this.
Yeah, probably because of the benefit system. Those who are living on the benefits, probably fine. There's no interest, they're losing interest to But those who try to be honest, to work to benefit somehow.
Yeah. Žodžiu, tokia diskusija išsivystė, viena iš viešnių sako, kad jinai dabar gyvena Anglijoje ir atvažiavo atostogų į Lietuvą ir jinai sako, kad gal kažkurie sluoksniai Anglijoje jaučia tą nuosmukį, o gal kurie ir ne, vidutiniai dažniausiai ne, kurie nu, gyvena iškuotėms žemės, iš pašalpų, kurie gyvena, tai tie dar nejaučia. Ir prabu sako, nu taip sako žmonės, kaip kurie gali būti kaip triušiai ten savo ausim užsidengti akis, žodžiu, ir nieko negirdėti ir nematyti ir galvoti, kad viskas kol kas gerai.
Because actually this is, crisis is made artificial, made in the newspapers, not in the reading. The newspapers just...
Viešnios nuomonė yra tokia, kad, kad galbūt čia nais laikraščių yra tokia propaganda ir rašo apie tą krizę, ten, žodžiu, turėdami savo kažkų motyvų, gal jos nėra.
They're making it official. They make it, it's not real.
Kad tai yra kaip ir tarptinai.
Yeah, like in 1922, 1933, it was
a
world crisis.
Kaip ten kažkur 90-90 ir kitais metais, kai buvo tikrai pasaulinė krizė, o dabar dar ne. Čia, žodžiu, nu, taip su politika susiję, prieš euro įvedimą gali būti kažkokie politiniai.
So anyway, the point is that if we don't use the things around us, the resources around us, to please Krishna, then we will have to suffer the reactions from them.
Na, Prabhu sako, kad esmė tokia, kurią jis norėjo pabrėžti, kad jeigu mes nepanaudojam to, kas mums prieinama, kad pasitarnauti Krishnai, mes turėsim iškęsti tas reakcijas blokas.
And also what there's endless attachment. The more involved we become in materialistic activities, the more attached we become also.
Ir dar vienas dalykas yra tos, kad kuo mes daugiau įsipainiam į tą materialistinę veiklą, to labiau prisirišom prie jos.
And it's explained that it's like a rope, that you take a rope and you tie a knot and then pull it. Take the rope again, tie another knot, pull it, another knot, pull it. So, besides attachment, there becomes bondage. You become bound up, hand and foot, hands and feet are bound up by the ropes of attachment.
Tie prisirišimai yra kaip virvė, ir mes paimam užrišom vieną mazgą, taip ištempiam tą virvę, vėl užrišom kitą ir trečią. Ir taip praktiškai susipančiojom visos rankos ir kojos mūsų būna supančiotos to prisirišimo.
So therefore, Bhakti Yoga is a very nice process, because number one is that you can unbind yourself.
Bet Bhakti Yoga yra toks nuostabus procesas, dėl to, kad visų pirma mes patys savęs atrišti negalim.
Actually, correction, you don't unbind yourself. But you get someone who's not bound to untie the knots.
Ir mes patys negalim atsirišti, mes turim gaunam kažką tai, kuris yra laisvas ir gali mum padėti atrišti tas visas virves, tos mazgus.
And who is that person?
O kas tas asmuo? Spiritual master. Tas asmuo yra dvasinis mokytojas.
Yes, spirit guru Krishna. We must find someone who is not bound, who can actually unbind us.
Ir mes turim rasti tokį, kuris nėra surištas ir jis galės mums atrišti.
Then Guru says, okay, now engage in Bhakti Yoga.
Ir Guru sako, gerai, dabar užsiim Bhakti Yoga.
And then gradually the attachment will also cease to exist.
Ir tie mūsų prisirišimai po truputėlį išnyks.
This is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam yra toks posmas.
Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
Atliekant atsidavimo tarnybą aukščiausiam Dievo asmeniui Sri Krishnai.
One immediately acquires causeless knowledge
žmogus iš karto gauna be priežastinę žinias.
And detachment from this world.
Ir atsižadėjimą nuo šito pasaulio.
And in Prabhupada's purport he says,
ir komentarė Šila Prabhupada sako,
becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert. Means that you don't. You know what inert means?
Yeah. Sako, kad atsižadėti materialių dalykų, tai nereiškia, kad tapti inertišku tokiu, buku neveikliu.
So not that we become inactive or we renounce, but we use what we see, everything around us, we use that in Krishna's service.
Tai nereiškia, kad mes tampam tokie neveiklus, sustingę, bet tiesiog visą tai, ką mes randam aplink save, mes panaudojam pasitarnavimui Krishnai.
Because that's important anyway, we must somehow detach ourselves. We must attach ourselves to Krishna, but detach ourselves from the things of this world.
Mes turim prisirišti prie Krishnos ir atsirišti, kaip ir atsižadėti nuo šitų dalykų, kurie materialiam pasaulyje.
But we can only be detached from the things of this world if we use these same things of this world in the service of Krishna.
Bet mes galim jų atsižadėti tik tada, kai juos panaudosim tarnystei Krishnai.
That's the formula.
Tokia yra formulė.
So I would suggest you keep your furniture.
Taigi aš jums patarčiau neišmesti baldų.
You can keep your videos and stereos.
Galit pasilikti savo video ir stereo aparatus.
Use them in Krishna's service.
Ir panaudokite juos pasitarnavimui Krishnai.
And you can also keep your wife.
Netgi galit pasilikti žmoną.
You can use her in Krishna's service too.
Ir ją panaudoti tarnystei Krishnai taip pat.
You see, in Krishna consciousness, we don't say we want to renounce looking and speaking to women.
Ir Krishna sąmonė nėra taip, kad sakoma, kad reikia atsižadėti nuo to, kad žiūrėti ir kalbėti su moterim.
We just encourage women to not be like the men.
Tiesiog skatinam moteris nebūti kaip vyrai.
And that you put on a nice sari. See, all the ladies nowadays, they wear trousers. I was looking today, I was counting all the ladies that wear trousers. And I wasn't counting, but I was just trying to find out if there was any ladies out there that was wearing a skirt or a dress. I didn't see any. So instead, everyone's wearing jeans and trousers. But if you wear a nice sari, then you'll become like a lady again.
Right?
And we need ladies in Krishna consciousness. We need to see ladies.
Reikia matyti moteris.
We need to see them developing nice lady qualities.
Ir reikia matyti, kaip jos vysto savo puikias moteriškas savybes.
And those qualities are very much needed in spreading Krishna consciousness.
Ir šitos savybės labai reikalingos, platinant Krishna sąmonę.
Because the nature of a woman is different than the nature of a man.
Kadangi moters prigimtis skiriasi nuo vyro prigimties.
It is explained that men, they achieve their perfection by discrimination. They can discriminate from what's right and what's wrong. Mostly men can do that.
Ir sakoma, kad vyrai pasiekia tobulumą, sugebėdami atskirti, kas yra blogai ir kas yra gerai. Dauguma vyrų gali tai padaryti.
And women can achieve their perfection through devotion.
O moteris gali savo tobulumą pasiekti per atsidavimą.
Women have a very good quality that they have this overwhelming a quality of devotion.
Moteris turi šitą nuostabią savybę tokio visiško atsidavimo, sugebėjimo visiškai atsiduoti.
Just to give an example.
Tiesiog toks pavyzdys galėtų būti.
If you see the flowers on the altar.
Jeigu pamatysit ant altoriaus gėlės.
Yeah, of course there are not so many flowers there, but...
Na, čia ne taip daug gėlių.
If a man was to make a flower arrangement in a vase.
Jeigu vyrai, pavyzdžiui, daro tas tokias puokštės.
You just pick the whole bunch up and throw it in the vase and then throw it on the altar.
Jie paima tokią krūvą gėlių, įmeta į vazą ir tą vazą užmeta ant altoriaus.
But a lady or a girl, she will take each flower and nicely place it, and then take another flower and place it there, and move it around a bit, and another flower, until everything's just perfect.
I can't.
Until everything is nicely arranged.
O moteris paprastai, jeigu tai daro, tai jos paima vieną gėlytę, gražiai padeda, paima kitą, priderina, pasižiūri iš visų pusių savo jau. Žodžiu, taip sudeda gražią plokštę.
That's why in our temples we usually have the ladies doing the flower arrangements.
Todėl mūsų šventyklose dažniausiai moteris daro puošia altorių gėlėmis.
Because for the men, that's what they will do. Ah!
Hey
Krishna, catch! There's no devotion. Of course, there are some men can do it.
Aišku, kai kurie vyrai gali tai padaryti.
But in general, as a general rule, it's the ladies that will do it because they have the devotion.
Bet dažniausiai tai daro moteris, nes jos turi tokį natūralų atsidavimą.
So we don't renounce the ladies.
Todėl mes neatsižadam moterų.
We want to use you.
Mes norim panaudoti. Mes tarnyti.
And you, we will use you also.
Please, definitely. Because actually it's like a problem, because you know, I think in nowadays, a woman does not consider being as a woman. I do not consider myself as a woman or a man because I have to, give both sides. I have two teenager sons, 15 stones. I have to go on the street with them and to defend them from the teenagers because I had them really 2 years ago. And in the school, we go to city business school. My son's class, the two classmates were stabbed. So I do not allow them to go on the streets alone or to buy milk. I have to be like bodyguard. That's why I can't be a woman.
But that's what I'm saying. We need to change the society.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just changing the women.
Yeah.
We need to change the men.
Yeah.
And we need to change the whole society, their habits.
Yeah.
That means eating, drinking, sleeping, dancing, you know, mating, all these habits have to be changed.
Ir čia matote, sako, kad jinai labai nelabai jaučiasi moterim, kadangi turi ten vaikus apsaugoti, būt kaip sargybinis ir aplamai, žodžiu, būti ir vyru, ir moterim tuo pačiu metu. Ir kaip ir negali būti tikra moterim. Taip supratau, ne
moterim.
Ir pabūt sako, tai vat, būtent todėl mes ir turim pakeisti visą visuomenę. Ne moteris atskirai ar ten vyrus atskirai keisti, bet visą visuomenę, žodžiu, jos tos įpročius tokius, kokius jie dabar turi, tokio valgymo, mėgojimo, poravimuose, linksminimuose.
So how do we change? That's the next question.
O dabar kyla klausimas, tai kaip mes pakeisim?
How are we going to change? How are we going to change and how are we going to change the society?
Kaip mes patys pasikeisim ir kaip pakeisim tą visuomenę?
I think the first thing we should bring up men to develop in men's individual qualities. What I'm trying to do to my teenager. Because when I was living in Lithuania, I was struggling with poverty. Yeah? That's why I escaped from Lithuania, because I wanted to keep up my spiritual life. But when I moved to London, I realized that I can afford many things. I can get anything I need, but I have no time to enjoy my spiritual life. I can't do that anymore. So it's like dilemma. I wanted to comment because I'm someone from devout, someone from Aikash, noriu pasakyti, kad aš iš Lietuvos išvažiuoju dėl to, kad aš dėl materialaus gyvenimo, kaip čia stoju, kovos už būvį. O kai išvažiuoju tenais, aš turiu beveik viską, ko man reikia, bet aš negaliu dvasinio gyvenimo. Yeah. But also it was because my three kids were brought up in Krishna consciousness, but this poverty in Lithuania, it drove away from Krishna consciousness.
Okay.
Because I can't afford to buy even prasadam or some stuff. That's why. It's dilemma. I don't know how to balance.
Okay. But there's a... You see, material problems can only be solved by spiritual solutions.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Yeah. I agree.
So therefore we have to look at that first. What is the spiritual solution?
Tada pirmiausia reikia žiūrėti, koks yra dvasinis sprendimas.
And as I already mentioned, okay, we are the minority at the moment and they are the majority.
Ir kaip Prabhu sakė, kad mes esam mažuma, o jų yra dauguma.
But there will come a point or a time when we devotees will actually be the majority and they will be the minority.
Bet ateis momentas, kada bhakta bus dauguma.
I know it's very easy for me to sit here and say like that. It sounds like, you know, such an impossible task that the whole materialistic society will collapse and they'll take up spiritual practices. It sounds like, you know, it's unbelievable. But according to the Shastras, this is exactly what's going to happen.
Aišku, man čia labai lengva atsisėdas sakyti tokius dalykus, nes bet tai skamba, atrodo taip neįtikėtinai, kad materializė visuomenė sužlugs ir jie taps primsta dvasinį procesą, reiškia, taps kaip ir atsidavusiais dauguma, bet būtent šitaip pranašauja šventraščiai, kad būtent šitaip ir įvyks.
To some extent it's already happening. Sometimes you can be sitting at your dentist and then you find out that he's a devotee.
Ir tai kartais jau taip mes jaučiam, kad kažkas tokio pradeda darytis. Pavyzdžiui, mes sėdėm pas dantų gydytoją ir staiga paaiškėja, kad jis irgi faktas.
Yeah. The Krishna consciousness is infiltrating throughout society in different ways.
Ir Krishna sąmonė kaip ir įsismelkia į visuomenę įvairiais būdais.
Even nowadays they use words which they never even knew they were words in the English dictionary, like nectar and so many words which we use that they are also now using.
Netgi yra daug žodžių, kurių anksčiau niekas iš viso nežinojo, nenaudojo, dabar dažnai naudoja kaip nektar, nektaras, žodžius.
Bliss.
Palaima.
There's no such word as bliss. In the English dictionary.
Tokio žodžio angliškam žodinė šiuose nėra bliss, yra palaimė.
As far as I know, there's no such word.
Kiek žinau, tokio žodžio nėra žodinė.
Now you see on advertisements, the highest bliss.
O dabar matom reklamose aukščiausią palaimą.
Where did they get that from?
Iš kur jie tą ištraukė?
From Krishna consciousness.
Krishna sąmonė.
When I became a devotee.
Margarina
Rama.
It's like
butter. That is called Rama.
Spread.
Oh, okay. When I became a devotee, to tell someone that I was even a vegetarian, they thought I was some kind of something from outer space.
Kai aš tapau atsidavusiu. Tai netgi tai, kad pasakyt, kad nors, kad aš vegetaras, tai žmonės iškalbavo, kad kažkoks truputėlį jo iškritęs nuo realybės atitrūkęs pradauti.
Now in England you have the vegetarian society which is growing every single day. More and more people are becoming vegetarians.
O dabar Anglijoje yra vegetarų, kaip čia, bendruomenė, sąjunga, kuri auga kiekvieną dieną vis daugiau žmonių prisijungia.
So we may think that we're the minority, we may understand that we're the minority, but that minority, if we have a very strong, solid spiritual program, daily schedule or daily practice, and that will make a difference to ourselves, and it will also make a difference to the world.
Ir nors yra mūsų mažuma, tačiau jeigu mes turėsim tokią labai tvirtą kasdieninę praktiką, tada mes bus didelį įtaką padarysim savo gyvenimui ir taip pat visos visuomenės gyvenimui.
And the most important activity, practice is our chanting.
O pats svarbiausias užsiėmimas tai yra mūsų giedojimas.
Chanting our 16 rounds is something that we do every day.
Ir kartoju 16 ratų kasdieną.
And if we do it properly,
ir jeigu tai darom teisingai,
then it will give us the protection we need from Maya's influence.
Ir jeigu kartosim tai kiekvieną dieną didžiai, tada tai mums apsaugos nuo Maya's įtakos kiekvieną dieną.
Just like I have no problem holding this wire.
Pavyzdžiui, man visai nieko baisaus paimti šitą laidą į rankas.
Actually, it's not even live, is it?
Čia netgi ne vaizdas, ar ne?
Low voltage.
Low voltage.
Jame nėra elektros įtampos.
But if I was to touch, you know, an electric wire, which has 250 volts going through it, I have no problem. I know that I'm not going to get any effect from that.
Pavyzdžiui, jeigu paimsiu laidą, kuriame yra ten aukšta įtampa, nieko nesitiks.
Our 16 rounds is just like that. It's a protection.
Taigi mūsų 16 ratų yra taip kaip apsauga.
When I do my school presentations, sometimes when I go into schools, the teachers, they don't understand me. They know that what I'm saying is the same as what's in the books, but it's how I'm saying it. They cannot understand why the children are so much attracted to listen to me and to practice the things that I'm asking them to practice. And I have to actually explain to them that the reason why the children are happy with my instructions, and the reason why you teachers become very peaceful after even a few hours of being with me, is because I chant 16 rounds.
Žmogus sako, kad jisai daro mokyklose tokias programas su vaikais ir mokytojai niekaip negali suprasti, kodėl prabū praktiškai sako tą patį, kas yra knygose, bet vaikai yra labai susidomėję, labai nori klausytis, labai daro, stengiasi daryti tai, ką jam sako prabū. Ir tai daro, aiškiai, ten porą valandų, sakysim, ir jie tokie ramus ir žodžiu, ta veikla labai gerai visa vyksta, tie užsiėmimai. Ir mokytojai nesupranta, bet prabūs sako, jiem aiškina, kad tai yra todėl, kad jisai kartoja 16 ratų kasdieną.
We can make such a difference just by our chanting.
Ir mes galim padaryti tą tokią įtaką aplinkai vien todėl, kad mes kartojam mantrą.
I'm not going to the mountains in the morning and doing some, you know, meditation and some yoga. All I'm doing is picking up some beads and chanting.
Aš neinu kiekvieną rytą kokius nors kalnus ir ten nemedituoju. Aš tiesiog paimu džiapą ir kartoju mantrą.
And it not only makes a difference to my day, but it makes a difference to other people around me.
Ir tai ne tik tai padaro įtaką mano dienai, bet ir visiems žmonėms, kurie supa mane.
One of my friends that I've been training up, well, he's not a friend, but he's a devotee I've been training, he works on a building site. And building site is when you build houses.
Ir vienas iš atsidavusių, kurį prabū apmokina, kaip ir moko, jisai dirba prie namų statybos.
And even these workmen who are quite rough, they're kind of probably the roughest you know, they're the roughest men you probably can find. Even they, they're going to this boy and asking him questions about life, because they see there's something special about him.
Ir nors statybininkai šiaip jau visame pasaulyje turbūt garsėja kaip patys tokie grubiausi žmonės, jie ateina pas tą vaikiną ir tiesiog užduoda jam klausimus apie gyvenimą.
It affects everyone.
Nes tai paveikia kiekvieną.
It's not a material, mechanical activity, it's spiritual.
Tai nėra materiali, mechaniška veikla, tai yra dvasinė veikla.
And it spiritualizes the one who's chanting.
Ir jis sudvasina tą, kuris kartoja mantrą.
It makes a profound effect on them and those around them.
Ir padaro esminį poveikį tam, kuris kartoja ir tiems, kurie yra aplinkyje.
So no devotee can say, Prabhu, I have a problem. This is a big problem. I have to work with so many non-devotees. How can I possibly do this? Every single day I have to work with all these non-devotees. And they're so bad, they swear and they talk about all so many demoniac activities. How can I possibly survive in my spiritual life? Answer. The answer is, because you're chanting 16 rounds, you can go anywhere.
Atsakymas yra toks, jeigu tu sukartoji savo 16 ratų, tai bet kur gali eiti.
One time Prabhu was, he was just finishing off his last rounds, and then he put his beads on the table, he said, there, I finished my 16 rounds, and now I can do any damn thing I like. I can do anything I like.
Vienas iki Prabhupada taip baiginėjo kartoti savo ratus, paėmė džepą, tik padėjo ant stalo ir sako, o dabar aš pabaigiau savo 16 ratų, dabar galiu bet ką daryti.
What does that mean?
Ką tai reiškia?
Means that you won't do anything but something Krishna conscious after chanting 16 rounds. And he says, I can do anything I like now. It means you can go anywhere.
Tai reiškia, kad gali, Prabhupada norėjo pasakyti, kad tu gali eiti bet kur.
And because you've chanted 16 rounds, you're not going to do anything that's not Krishna conscious.
Ir kadangi tu sukartoji 16 ratų, tai nedarysi nieko, kas bus ne Krishna sąmonė.
You're protected.
Tu esi apsaugotas.
So it's not an excuse, I'm going to not work because anyway there's so many non-devotees around me.
Todėl čia nėra toks pasiteisinimas, kad aš turiu vat eiti darbą, ten tiek daug neatsidavusi.
You are working? Is there non-devotees around you?
Yes.
Are you chanting 16 rounds?
Not every day. I try. It's not possible for you to chant every day.
But you see that the chanting is important, yes, for your work?
Sometimes he writes for 10 minutes and to chant one round.
You're working? You're chanting? You have seen the effect of your chanting?
I think,
yeah. And you can see how it affects others?
I hope so.
Čia klausi irgi kitos viešnios, ar dirbat, ar kartoja, sako, taip kartoja, ar kaip jaučiat tą poveikį, sako, jaučiu, ar jaučiat kaip kitiem, yra tas poveikis, sako, nu, taip aš tikiuosi.
How about the man at the back? You're chanting?
tas vyrukas galia sėdintis ar gėdant. Kartojat mantrą.
Truputį.
A little.
How much?
Kiek kartojat? Not much.
Okay. Also, you need some neck beads.
Taip pat jums reikėtų pentimalas ant kaklo.
Aš tu karaliu ant kaklo.
This is our protection.
Tai taip pat yra apsauga. Saugojamas.
Yamaraj can get us any time.
Šiandien Yamaraj'as gali mus bet kurią minutę pačiupti.
We are the minority, we will be the majority.
Ir dabar esam mažuma, bet būsim dauguma.
There will come a day when all shops will be selling prasad.
Bus tokia diena, kai visos parduotuvės pardavinės prasadą.
Every restaurant will be a Govinda's restaurant.
O visi restoranai bus Govinda's restoranai.
Every bar will be selling natural drinks.
O visi barai pardavinės natūralius gėrimus.
Every dance will be a kirtan.
Kiekvienas šokis bus kirtanas.
The materialists won't know where to go. It's like we don't know where to go, do we? We don't. Where do we go? You know, we've got Govindas here, and we've got the temple. Where else can we go? There's nowhere to go.
Ir materialistam bus problema, kuriem dėtis, kuriem eitis. Bakti aplinkui.
They will have the same problem. Because all the theater and dramas will be all Krishna conscious. All the movies will be about Prabhupada and Krishna. And all the shops will be selling dhotis, kurtas and saris.
O parduotuvėse bus tik duoti kurtais visai. No jeans.
Huh?
No jeans.
What's that?
No jeans.
Yeah. What's that?
Only saris and no jeans? No trousers, no jeans.
No jeans, no.
Ne, ne, mūsų kaip jeans.
Definitely no jeans. We've given Levi enough leads, enough rain. Levi, yeah? Levi? No more McDonald's and all these things. Oh, what a wonderful society that would be. And the weather will change, the sun will shine. The rain will only be at night time when we're sleeping. And our leaders will be very pious. Our presidents and prime ministers will come on Harinam with us.
O premjerai, ministrai su mumis į Harinamą.
Because the Harinam will be so big. Well, if they don't come, they'll get a little bit frightened that we will come charging up to the palace and say, come on, join the kirtan.
Žinote, Harinamą bus tokia didelė?
Kad jie negalės neateiti, nes susirink žmonės ir jais jų pakviesti.
Mažačiau, kad turės dalyvauti, nes labai daug žmonių ir jiems.
Anyway, obviously the king or the president will be a devotee anyway. Because, but anyway, just highlighting the difference, you know, what it could be like, and there's no reason why that should not happen.
Žodžiu, pati tokia esmė yra, kaip galėtų tai atrodyti ir
nėra priežasčių, kodėl tai galėtų
būti. Ar nėra priežasties, dėl ko taip negalėtų būti?
But we have to make a start with ourselves.
Bet mes turim pradėti nuo savęs.
We have a very special lifestyle and practices.
Turim puikią dienotvarkę ir veiklą atsidavimą.
They're divine.
Jie visą tai yra dieviška.
And if we just take it seriously, take our practices and our lifestyle seriously, then we will have an effect on our life in a very big way.
Ir jeigu mes rimtai žiūrėsime į savo praktiką, į savo dienotvarkę, visą tai bus labai didelis poveikis, rezultatas bus labai didelis.
And it will also spread out into society.
Ir jisai bus paskleistas visai visuomenėje.
Just some time.
Truputėlį tiesiog laiko.
When I joined, there was just a few devotees.
Kai aš prisijungiau prie judėjimo, buvo tik keli atsidavusieji.
You think you're the minority now.
Jūs galvojat, kad dabar jūs esat mažuma.
You know, the movement had only been going for 3 years when I joined. And had only been practicing, you know, Prabhupada had only started to make devotees 3 years before I joined.
Žodžiu, kai Prabhu prisijungė prie judėjimo, tai Prabhupada dar tik tai 3 metai, kai buvo pradėjęs savo pamokslavimą vakaruose.
When I went to Mayapur, I went to the first Mayapur festival, and they had just one building.
Ir kai buvo Prabhu pirmame festivalyje Mayapūre, ten buvo dar tik tai vienas pastatas.
And all around this one building was paddy fields, rice fields.
O aplink buvo ryžių laukai tiesiog.
And Prabhupada said, this is our international headquarters.
O Prabhupada pasakė, kad čia mūsų tarptautinis štabas.
Yeah, okay.
Aha, tikrai.
Yes, Prabhupada.
Taip, Prabhupada.
But we didn't believe.
Bet mes netikėjom.
How can this be an international headquarters? It's just rice fields.
Kaip čia gali būti tarptautinis toks centras, čia kažkokie tai ryžių laukai.
But look at it now.
Bet dabar pažiūrėkit, kaip ten atrodo.
I was there a few years ago.
Ten buvo prieš keletą metų.
And I was thinking, yes, now I understand.
Dabar jau, kai pamačiau, tai sakau taip, dabar jau supratau.
There was thousands of devotees there.
Ten buvo tūkstančiai atsidavusių.
And I was thinking, you know, this movement cannot be stopped.
Ir aš taip pagalvojau, kad šito judėjimo niekas negali sustabdyti.
It cannot be stopped now.
Tiesiog jis nebegali būti sustabdytas.
No one can stop.
Niekas negali sustabdyti.
So get used to the fact that Krishna consciousness is going to take over the world.
Todėl reikia suvokti tą faktą, kad Krishna sąmonė apims visą pasaulį.
And it's not a question of whether we should be part of it or not.
Ir nėra tokio klausimo, ar mes turėtume būti dalimi to ar ne.
But if we don't do it, Krishna consciousness is going to spread whether we do it or we don't do it.
Ir Krishna sąmonė bus paskleista, nesvarbu, ar mes darysime tai ar nedarysime.
And if we do it, if we become part of it,
jeigu mes tapsime dalimi, jeigu mes darysime,
then we get the benefits from that spreading of that of Krishna consciousness.
Tai gausime didžiulę naudą iš Krishna sąmonės skleidimo.
So such a wonderful opportunity.
Tokia nuostabi galimybė.
We could be the pioneers of spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world.
Ir galime tapti tokiais pirmtokiais pionieriais Krishna sąmonės skleidimo pasaulyje.
Prabhupada did make that statement that one day it will be put into the history books of how Krishna consciousness saved the world.
Ir Prabhupada pasakė tokį teiginį, kad istorijos knygose bus parašyta, kaip Krishna sąmonė užvaldė pasaulį. Kaip išgelbėjo pasaulį.
So let us have our names in that history book.
Taigi mūsų vardai gali įrašykim savo vardus į tą istorijos knygą.
All your names should be there.
Ir visi jūsų vardai ten turėtų būti.
Why not?
Kogi te, kodėl ne?
Here's the ministry, the tape ministry department.
Čia yra.
This will go down in history, that's all. And September the 20th or 19th, is it today? There was this one dear Shanta giving class on how Yukta Vairagya will change the world.
A 2008 metų rugsėjo, kurie tie dieną, 12 dieną, 11, ar ne, toks pirašanto plabų darė paskaitą apie, skaitė paskaitą apie, kaip juk tavo ragija pakeis pasaulį.
We should think like that big province, my mistake. My problem was that I could not think small, I only thought in a big way.
Pada sakė, kad aš tokia problema turiu, aš negaliu galvoti mažais tokiais masteliais, aš tai galiu galvoti apie didžiulius dalykus.
Let's expand our consciousness and think in a very big way.
Ir tai išplečia mūsų sąmonę.
If we only desire to liberate every single person in this town, if we desire so much, it will happen.
Jeigu mes taip panorėsim, kad kiekvienas mūsų miesto gyventojas būtų išvaduotas, taip ir atsitiks.
But we've got to really desire.
Bet mes turim tikrai to norėt.
Krishna fulfills all desires, especially from the wisdom of Bodhi.
Ir Krishna išpildo visų norus, ypatingai atsidavusių.
Whatever is impossible can be possible simply by Krishna's arrangements.
Tai, kas atrodo neįmanoma, gali tapti įmanoma, vien tik jeigu Krishna nuspręsti.
So let's not be happy and complacent.
Todėl būkit laimingi ir
complacent. Let's not be complacent. Let's not just remain, I'm in this situation, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Let's be in anxiety for Krishna. And our anxiety is that the society has gone in the wrong direction and people are really, really misinformed. They're bereft of knowledge, bereft of even the basic necessities of life.
Tiesiog turim suprast, kad visuomenė yra tokia labai blogai padėtinai, gauna klaidingą informaciją, neturi pagrindinių žinių.
At least let me make a difference by practicing Krishna consciousness myself.
Ir bent jau galim prisidėti to, kad patys praktikuoti Krishna sąmonę.
And even more, if you can give Krishna consciousness to others, that is even better.
O dar puikiau, jeigu galim, kad duotume Krishna sąmonę ir kitiems, tai dar geriau.
Hare Krishna. Yukta Vairagya key.
Yes.
Using everything in Krishna's service key.
Yes.
Viską panaudojame Krishna's tarnybą.
Shiva Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Can you go to Chinese house now?
Yes.
Inspired. to je secret, I'm not asking.
What's your name?
Naringa.
Naringa.
Yes.
You have a sari?
No.
Can we make an arrangement for you?
I'm looking for one.
Huh?
I'm working right now to buy one.
Are you?
Yeah.
So who has saris to sell?
At the store you can buy.
Where?
Here in Columbus.
In the shop?
Second-hand,
yeah.
Store, so you have a lot of saris also.
But I didn't find the one that I liked, so I didn't buy yet. I'm waiting.
Okay. I'd like to see you in the sari. I think it will suit you.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy one.
Are you from Lithuania?
Yeah.
Okay. I was asking because you sound like you're from Hungary.
From Hungary? No, but I have two brothers who live in Hungary.
Okay. You picked up their accent. So, yes, I mean, this is important that we also not just practice devotional service, but we also look like a devotee.
Prabhu norėtų pasakyt, kad tai yra svarbu ne tik tai praktikuoti Krishna sąmonę, bet mes turime ir atrodyti kaip atsidavusiai.
But I think it's too cold sometimes to wear sari here.
Bet mes sako, kad atrodo, kad kartais mūsų šalyje per šalta, kad vaikščioti sari.
I will not say anything against that. Sometimes we have to be practical and we need to have warm clothes. But at the same time, when it functions like this, I try to encourage the boys and girls to wear devotional clothes.
But when we are in such a way, like today, the Prabhu ragina, that we would be
and that way you can always change at the temple into devotional clothes. This encourages each other too, when we see each other wearing devotional clothes and looking like devotees and acting like devotees and wanting to be better devotees. And this is generating a very special mood and atmosphere.
Ir kada mes matom vienas kitą atrodančius kaip atsidavusius ir nesielgiančius kaip atsidavusiai, tai mus padrasina ir įkvėpia, žodžiu, kad tobulėti, labai sakyti, kvėpimą, entuziasmą padidina, sukuria geresnę nuotaiką.
Anyway, I'm sorry that I'm picking on you.
No, it's okay.
Prašau, kad čia dabar jums pasitaikė.
When I was a non-devotee, I used to push drugs, and I was a pusher. Now I'm pushing Krishna consciousness.
You sell? You sold?
Whatever.
Kažką tokio, o dabar visiems siūlo Krishna sąmonę.
Yukta Vairagya, now I'm pushing Krishna consciousness.
Yukta Vairagya, dabar tiesiog siūlo Krishna sąmonę.
I don't let anyone go. I like to, what can I say here? What can I tell this girl here? What can I, look around and find out. How can I help? How can I actually help you? How can I encourage you to become that much closer to Krishna?
So taip nėra, kad Prabhu darytųsi, galvotų, nu ką čia jiems dabar tokia čia pasakyti šitam ir kitam. Tiesiog galvoja, kaip padėti kiekvienam iš mūsų. Žodžiu, padėti užsiimti iš to sąmonę, kad dvasinė veikla.
Okay. So, thank you very much for coming. I know it's not easy to sit and listen. it's easy to talk.
Sakau, man tai lengva čia sėdėti ir šnekėti, o jums tai ne taip lengva sėdėti ir klausyti.
But you have to listen and you know, it's not that easy. So I thank you for sitting and listening.
Ir sėdėti ir klausyti, ar tai tai nėra taip lengva, dėl dėkoja. Prabu jums už tai, kad sėdėti ir klausyti.
And hopefully I've said something that will help you in your Krishna consciousness.
Ir labai tikiuosi, kad kažką sugebėjau pasakyti, kas jums padės jūsų Krishna sąmonėje.